11th Perek of Para, 9th Mishnah. Mitzvahs Ezer, Shloshu Kolochum, Vehem Shloshu Givolim. The hyssop that is used for sprinkling the Paraduma waters is made out of three branches, and each branch has three flora at the end of it, bunches of growth at the end of it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shel Shloisha Shloisha. He says that each branch has to have three of these givolim. Ezer Shiyesh V'Shloisha Kolochim V'Faskoi V'Ogdoi. That the Ezer has three of these kolochim at the end of it, three branches on it. So then you're allowed to break them apart and then tie them together. Now, it has to be tied together, so if you have three separate branches that are tied together, if they grew from one tree, you'll have to rip them apart and have three and then tie them together. If he separated them, he didn't tie them together, or he tied them together and left them with their natural connection, or he just left it the way it was, connected together from the base. All these situations is kosher. Yeah, b'dievet is kosher. Yeah, there are rishonim that hold that in the case where it actually was separated and was not tied together, it's kosher b'dievet only if it's still partially connected. In other words, these opinions hold that it does have to be connected. Just to be connected by the person tying together is not makip, but it has to be connected in some form. Rabbi Yossi says the mitzvah of Ezev is three branches, and each branch, or like a Tanakama, that each one has, in other words, three branches, that and each one of them has one givol, which means you have some total of three of these givolim, three heads. Yes, v'shiyor shnayim. If you had three in the beginning and one of them got damaged, then two is enough to continue using it. Ugadum of kol shehu. If the branches got broken after many times of use, even if it's a tiny drop left, it's good enough.